On today's Winning Cures Everything podcast, we are recapping week 9 of the college football season. Of course, there was a lot that happened. We are ready to rock and roll. Let's go on and do it.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
All right, welcome in. This is Winning Cures Everything, a college football podcast. I'm your host, Gary Seegers. You can follow me on all the socials at GaryWCE. Hopefully, everybody has had a wonderful, wonderful weekend, a wonderful week 9, if you will. I went 9-0 on the BetUS College Football Show, so hopefully all of you are already subscribed over there. If you're not, there's a link in the description, but it's every Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Check out the show live each and every week. We have a good time over there. Of course, you guys should know by now, subscribe to YouTube. And, of course, the podcast here, which is where you're listening. And check out bettingcfb.com. That's my subscription site. You can get my picks early, all that kind of stuff. It's $5 a month, $50 for the year. It's a good time. We've got a nice little community over there. I appreciate everybody that is jumping in, especially the doc that continues to remind me of which graphics I need to be putting on Betting CFB. But we're getting a lot up there, so hopefully you all enjoy them. That's where you can get all the, if you've watched the YouTube show, that's where you get all of the stat projections and whatnot, those sheets that I use. I put those out on bettingcfb.com early in the week. So, all right, happy Halloween week. There's a lot going on this week. A lot going on this week. So it's going to be interesting. I am going to be dealing with the children, and we're dressing like wrestlers this week. And so I'll be Kane. Probably not going to post pictures of me in a bodysuit. But... but you never know. You never know. But yeah, one is Kane. So I'm Kane. Jess is going to be, who is she? She's Mankind. She's going to be Mankind, Mick Foley. So she'll do that. The baby is going to be a baby Hulk Hogan. And who? Lincoln is going to be, the demon Finn Balor. I don't know if you remember that version of Finn Balor that's now with the Judgment Day. But if you watch WWE, you'll get it. You will get it. All right, let's get into it. Let's talk about what happened here. Texas A&M 38, LSU 23. And this is very simple. Matt Zenich put this out on Twitter. A&M's 8 drives before they put in Marcel Reed, 7 points, 3.5 yards per play on 8 drives. That is less than a point per drive. That is just absurd and not good. Texas A&M's 5 full drives after they inserted Marcel Reed, 31 points, 8.6 yards per play. Yeah, over 6 points per drive. LSU could not handle a mobile quarterback. They missed 2 field goals. The holder dropped the snap on another, and that's putting it mildly because he wasn't even looking for the snap when it hit him. And Nussmeier seemed to kind of pucker a little bit, right? You had all of these different talking heads, and that's not that... you know, Bud Elliott kind of was leading the charge on this, but it wasn't just him. There were a lot of people that had talked about Nussmeier potentially being QB1 in the upcoming NFL draft, and this was like the showcase game. This was the biggest game that LSU has had since they played USC in the opener, and Nussmeier threw 3 picks in this game. It was not ideal. A&M played like they knew they absolutely had to have this game, and LSU really didn't. You know, LSU outgained A&M, but the fumble snap on the field goal, the 3 picks, the 2 missed field goals, that it was too much to overcome. Even against an A&M offense that was, you know, a combined 8 of 20 passing for 134 yards from their quarterbacks. Kyle Field was rocking. This was a great environment. And now A&M, if you look at what they've got left as far as the remainder of the season, It gets a little tricky. Obviously, this week they go to South Carolina, but then they've got a bye week before New Mexico State. They play at Auburn, and then they host Texas. You couldn't have drawn it up any better if you were Texas A&M. At South Carolina, at Auburn, and then you host Texas for a chance to go to the SEC championship game for the first time. Yeah, we talked about their schedule being pretty easy at the beginning of the season. It definitely played out that way. All right, moving on. Texas, 27 of 24 winners over Vanderbilt. Diego always finds a way to keep games like this close. Texas won the turnover battle. They outgained Vandy by like 120 yards. The Doors still found a way to stay in this thing. Now, it took a recovered onside kick for Texas to eventually win. But look, Quinn Ewers looked pretty good considering all the talk about a quarterback controversy after the loss to Georgia. Vandy, looking on their side, Vandy needs one win in their last four to go bowling. At Auburn, South Carolina, at LSU, and Tennessee. I personally would recommend getting it either this week or next week. But, I mean, it's not going to be easy. At Auburn and South Carolina, that's two difficult games. I would not want to go to Death Valley or have to get a win against Tennessee in the last game of the season. To go bowling. I mean, that Vanderbilt schedule is insanely difficult. Could you imagine if they had just gotten that win against, good gracious, who was it? Georgia State. I mean, it would have been a whole different thing. Texas, all they needed to do was survive. I mean, just survive. They've got a bye week coming up. Then they've got Florida at Arkansas, Kentucky at Texas A&M. I think they'll still be in the thick of this thing. Penn State, 28-13 winners over Wisconsin. Drew Aller was out for the second half here. The backup quarterback, Bo Pribula, however you want to say it, he was 11 of 13 passing for 98 yards and one touchdown. He had 28 yards rushing on six carries. Now, the game obviously turned on a pick six by Jalen Reed in the third quarter. From there, Penn State just played smash ball. 13-play, 81-yard touchdown drive early in the fourth. They had a 9-play, 76-yard drive to put the final touchdown on the board with 3 minutes left. Those two drives took up 13 minutes of game time in the fourth quarter. I mean, they were absolutely suffocating. And that crowd was bonkers from the jump. And Penn State didn't really do a whole lot to take them out of it in that first half. But, man, they were down 10-7 at the half. They come out in that second half, and it is just game on. Put up 21 points in the third and fourth quarter. One of those was a defensive touchdown, but that's what you got to do when you're playing against Wisconsin in Camp Randall. Take the crowd out of it. So Penn State, look ahead spot to Ohio State, but man, things are setting up nicely. Ohio State, you know, we'll talk about them in a little bit, but potentially down to their third string left tackle. Good luck with that Penn State defense there. I mean, good gracious. Let me tell you right quick. Ticket Smarter is where you need to go to get your tickets. You want to go to shows. You want to go do all these fun things, concerts, you know, musicals or whatever, if you've got like an Orpheum Theater or whatever in your town. You want to go to games. And that's the biggest thing, right? You want to go to games. And they're all expensive to get into. So why don't you save a little bit of money each and every time you go and buy tickets? Go to TicketSmarter.com, put in the promo code WCE10. That's going to get you 10 bucks off an order of $100 or more. Or WCE20 is going to get you 20 bucks off an order of $300 or more. And it's not a one-time thing. It's not a sign-up bonus. You do it every single time you buy tickets. So WCE10 or WCE20, those promo codes are going to save you money. Make sure and save yourself some money. Think smarter with Ticket Smarter.
Did you know you can save money with the McDonald's app every single day? Yeah, I was surprised too. Deals every day right at your fingertips. I love a good deal, but the McDonald's app takes gaming the system to a whole new level. Just the other day, I treated myself to a 10-piece chicken nugget for only a dollar. Yeah, you heard that right. Just $1. All you have to do is order in the app. And get this, you can grab that deal once a week through December 2nd. The first time I discovered the deals in the app, I was honestly shook. I had to tell my whole group chat about it, and now we're always comparing who got the best app deal of the week. Plus, ordering ahead, total game changer. Especially when I need a quick lunch or a treat after a long day. So why wait? Save money every day with the McDonald's app. Download it, get those deals, and treat yourself. You deserve it. Valid through December 2nd, 2024 at participating McDonald's. Offer valid one time per week. Excludes delivery. You must opt into rewards. So go check out McDonald's deals.
At
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, Oregon, 38-9 over Illinois, and let's talk about Illinois first. I know Josh Pate does the whole thing where we talk about the winners first, but no. Illinois never had the talent or the efficiency to be able to hang with this Oregon team. Oregon had two 80-plus yard TD drives, a 65-yard touchdown drive, and two 50-plus yard drives, or touchdown drives, in the first half. All those drives had at least six plays. It was quick, efficient work. Illinois is good enough to hang in and sometimes beat most teams in the Big Ten, but not the national title contenders. I mean, this, like I said, it was over at halftime. It was 35-3. Oregon just went through the motions in the second half, which is, it lets you know that coaches are thinking about look-ahead spots, but also thinking about keeping players healthy. It also means that Illinois did not have to really expend a bunch of energy toward this week as well. And Illinois hosts Minnesota. They are home dogs after getting whipped up last week. Interesting spot there. But Oregon just continues on. They've got Michigan this week. And what have we got after that? Michigan, Maryland at Wisconsin, a bye week before they play Washington. They host Washington. So Oregon, fully expect them to be in the Big Ten title game. Fully expect it. Notre Dame 51, Navy 14. There's not a bunch to talk about with this. It kind of went the way that we expected it to, right? Navy had six turnovers, but the truth is their defense was never going to stop Notre Dame. I mean, it was a disaster from the get-go. Notre Dame outgained Navy by 150 yards. They outrushed them. The passing game looked relatively easy for Riley Leonard. The simple stat to show how this game went, the Irish were 9 of 14 on third and fourth down. Navy was 6 of 14. This was not a contest. And I imagine this is what it's going to look like when Army has to go up against Notre Dame as well, right? You can see the difference in the strength of schedules that these teams have played. It is still mind-boggling how Marcus Freeman's team lost at home to Northern Illinois. It just doesn't make sense. They won at Texas A&M, who has not lost a game since, turn around, get beat by Northern Illinois, and have looked like gangbusters ever since. Just, it boggles the mind, if you will. Let's talk Ohio State. 21-17 winners over Nebraska. The big news coming out of this is that Ohio State could be on a third-string left tackle, which is not what you want heading into Happy Valley, you know, going up against Penn State this week. And then, of course, you got Indiana in a few weeks, and you still got to close out with Michigan, and they still got dudes on defense. The officiating in this game was atrocious, and that's putting it mildly. On the other side, for Nebraska, the quarterback, Dylan Raiola, he missed some easy scores that really could have changed the outcome here. Even still, Nebraska led with less than 10 minutes left in the game. It was a look-ahead spot, so maybe Ohio State just didn't do a lot of work prepping for Nebraska after they saw, you know, the Cornhuskers got absolutely smashed by Indiana the week before. But it is a bit concerning that Ohio State only put up 21 points, and two of those touchdowns required a 40-yard touchdown pass to Carnell Tate and a 60-yard Jeremiah Smith touchdown pass. Like, the question is, are those explosives going to be available against Penn State? Potentially, but it's not as likely as it was here. So we'll see what ends up going down with that. Let me tell you about Go Sleeves right quick. Kinesiology compression sleeves. GoSleeves.com/WCE. You're going to get 15% off on these, and they are fantastic. If you have joints that hurt, like me, I have joints that hurt all the time because I am old, and I have a six-year-old that wants to pretend that he's Seth Rollins or Cody Rhodes or Roman Reigns or whatever, and I get hit with elbows, and I have to waddle around in the floor, and it's just, It's uncomfortable, and I'm sore all the time now. I mean, I'm dying over here. And you know what helps? Ghost Sleeves. GhostSleeves.com/WCE. 15% off of the best kinesiology compression sleeves on the market. I'm telling you, do yourself a favor and just go read up on them. It's good stuff. Very, very good stuff. Let's hit on this topic right quick. Rice has fired Mike Bloomgren. After seven seasons, they decided that it was time for a change there. And this is just an incredibly difficult job. I mean, the job has moved to a more difficult conference. It went from the CUSA to the AAC. They still have incredibly difficult academic requirements, so it's not as easy to recruit there. I don't even know where you begin to find somebody that could do a better job than what Bloomgren has done. Now, David Shaw has been brought up for this job. You know, he was the head coach at Stanford, but Bloomgren was an assistant under David Shaw. It's not like Shaw was killing it at Stanford at the end there. I mean, there's just not a lot of academic institutions that are capable of competing in the current environment with transfers and NIL and all that all being so prevalent. Like, I know that Rice is not good this year, but they had seemed to turn a corner. They were playing better. A 7-point road loss to a fairly decent UConn team, I didn't figure that would be the spot. But especially because there's no bye. Like, you're getting ready to play again this week, and you're playing Navy. So, you know, I expect Navy to come out and probably do good things. But, you know, do you get a dead coach bounce here? I don't know. I don't know what to think of this. Rice has got Navy this week, at Memphis next week. Then they have a bye. Then they play at UAB and USF. I thought the team wasn't terrible, you know. Like, they were terrible at the beginning of the season, but they seemed to turn a corner. And cheers to Bloomgren. He made Rice at least respectable. So the question here is, really, what are the expectations? Like, are you going to try and bring in a recruiter? Or are you going to try and bring in somebody that has a system? I mean, what? I don't, unless you're like moving to the triple or something like that, I just don't understand what they're looking for from this program. I'll say that. Let's chat about a couple more games and then we'll get out of here by talking undefeateds and everything else. Colorado 34-23 over Cincinnati. Travis Hunter for Colorado is an absolute cheat code. He won Big 12 Offensive and Defensive Player of the Week for his performance here. He played 130 of a possible 131 snaps. Colorado outgained Cincinnati by exactly 100 yards, and the Buffs can actually run the football a little bit. The offensive line looks good. The defense has been really, really good. And this team is bowl eligible now. They went from a 1-11 team to winning four games last year, lost like the, they went 1-8 or 1-9 or whatever it was to close out the season. They were not good to close last year. They turn around this year. It doesn't look on paper like they're better. Man, they're 6-2. They are top four in the Big 12 standings. Now, they lost to Kansas State, so they need all three of the teams in front of them to lose while they keep winning. But they've got a bye this week. They got at Texas Tech, Utah, at Kansas, and then Oklahoma State close things out. This team easily could win 10 games so long as they escape Lubbock. I think that's the biggest thing there. Boise outlasted UNLV. We'll say that. The running back, Ashton Genty, had a tough time getting yards against this Rebels defense. Boise won the battle. The turnover battle, excuse me. They won the game really at the end of the second quarter. They put up 17 points. They went into the break 20-10. UNLV was good, but they lost the turnover battle. They couldn't quite come up with a big play when they needed it. They were 6-14 on third and fourth downs. Boise, I mean, UNLV's defense did a good job here. They held Boise to 3-15 on third down, but the Broncos went 4-4 on fourth downs. Quarterback battle here was pretty awesome. Maddox Madsen and Haj Malik Williams, they put up good numbers, certainly performed well under pressure. This was just a fantastic football game, and now that game is out of the way, Boise State, I mean, they rocked Washington State. They gave Washington State their only loss on the season thus far, but Boise has got San Diego State this Friday, Nevada, we'll say that right, at San Jose State, at Wyoming, and then Oregon State to close things out. I mean, they're going to have one loss. They are the favorite to be the G5 rep in the playoff. As far as playoffs, my current playoff projections, but we'll start with my top 12. Here are my college football top 12 rankings after week number nine. Number one, Oregon. Number two, Georgia. Number three, Penn State. Number four, Texas. Number five, Ohio State. Number six, Miami. Number seven, Indiana. Number eight, Tennessee. Number nine, BYU. Number 10, Clemson. Number 11, Texas A&M. Number 11, Notre Dame. Number 12, Texas A&M. My playoff right now would have number one, Oregon, facing off against the winner of number eight, Indiana, against number nine, Tennessee. I would have number four, BYU, playing number five, Penn State, or number 12, Boise State. My second seed is Georgia, and they would play the winner of number seven seed, Ohio State, and number 10 seed, Clemson. And then my number three seed, Miami, the ACC champ here, would face off against number six seed, Texas, or number 11, Notre Dame. No, I do not currently have Texas A&M in the field. Obviously, these things can change. But we'll see. We'll see what ends up. I mean, A&M is only a three-point favorite at South Carolina this week. So that is something to pay attention to, for sure. Undefeated teams. There are only nine of them left this week after Navy and Liberty lost. So we're down to these. Army, they are coming off of a bye. They have Air Force. And then they play at North Texas, another bye week, and then Notre Dame and UTSA. And then they'll have the AAC championship game before they play Navy, potentially for a second time. We'll see. There's a 2.6% chance to win out per ESPN. But when it comes to conference standings, all they got to do is beat, they got to win at North Texas, and they got to beat UTSA, who has not been good. So, Pitt, they whipped up on Syracuse last week. They've got SMU this week. They still have Virginia, Clemson, at Louisville, and Boston College. So, a 0.6% chance to win out. That's a rough schedule. Ohio State, they escaped Nebraska last week. They play at Penn State this week. And then they've got Purdue at Northwestern, Indiana, and Michigan. Penn State dominated the second half against Wisconsin. They do have Ohio State this week. And then they've got Washington at Purdue, at Minnesota, and Maryland coming up. Oregon whipped on Illinois. They played Michigan this week. Then, of course, they've got, I mentioned this before, Maryland at Wisconsin and Washington. BYU, they won at UCF, proved all the doubters wrong. That's certainly good. Then they've got at Utah, so the Holy War commences. Kansas at Arizona State and Houston. And Iowa State is our eighth one here. Our seventh, sixth, whatever it is. Iowa State, they are coming off of a bye. They have Texas Tech next, then at Kansas, Cincinnati, at Utah, and Kansas State. Difficult schedule there for Iowa State. Indiana, they beat Washington. Next, they have at Michigan State, and then they've got Michigan, a bye week at Ohio State, and then Purdue. And then finally, our last one here, Miami. They beat Florida State last week like a drum. Next, they've got Duke at home. Then they've got at Georgia Tech, a bye week, Wake Forest, and at Syracuse. They should be double-digit favorites in every single one of those games. Going away. We got some misleading box scores from this week, several that didn't look right. So what I'll do, I'll tell you the teams that won the game but had a lower than 50% post-game win expectancy. There weren't a ton, but Louisiana Tech, 14-10 winners over UTEP. They had a 23.8% post-game win expectancy. Boise, 29-24 over UNLV, 30.7%. Memphis, 33-28. They had to come back late against Charlotte to win that game. 23.8% chance to win that game. Arkansas State, 34-31 over Troy. Arkansas State, 25.95%. Cheers to Butch Jones for getting his 100th career win, by the way. Utah State, 27-25 over Wyoming, 12.32%. Kansas State, 29-27 over Kansas, 40.49%. And then we've got teams that outgained their opponent in total yards, but they lost the game. And I'm not going to give you the full yardage and all that kind of stuff, but I'll just tell you which teams it was. Syracuse outgained Pitt by like 120 yards. Liberty outgained Kennesaw by like 60 yards. Washington, they outgained Indiana. It was only 6 yards. Georgia Tech outgained Virginia Tech by 120 yards and lost the game by 2 touchdowns. Eastern Michigan outgained Akron by 80 yards. Toledo outgained Bowling Green by 20 yards. UTSA outgained Tulsa. They outgained Tulsa by over 100 and, well, almost 110 yards. New Mexico, 453 to 334 over Colorado State. Utah outgained Houston by like 15 yards. Wyoming outgained Utah State by 100 yards and lost the game. Michigan State outgained Michigan by almost 100 yards. LSU outgained Texas A&M by like over 50 yards. And San Diego State outgained Washington State, 414 to 375. Just bananas. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful week it was. And we are going to have some fun games this week. No late games this week, which is a little strange. Schedule set up really, really weird when you start to look at who had byes and which West Coast teams are playing on the East Coast and whatever. Why they have USC and Washington playing at, you know, 6:30, I have no idea. Seems like a good standalone spot game. But either way. All right, that is going to wrap things up. Don't forget bettingcfb.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the pod and on YouTube. And make sure and check out the BetUS College Football Show every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Eastern, and every Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern. So that is going to wrap things up. It's been a good time. All right, you guys are fantastic. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football, and hopefully, all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@WinningCuresEverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's simple math. Tim Hortons 2-3-4 menu fills your mornings without emptying your pockets. $2 gets you a hot coffee or a classic bagel. $3, try a sausage and cheese English muffin or two classic donuts. And for $4, enjoy an egg and cheese croissant or an iced cap. Do the math. It all adds up to delicious deals. Only at Tim's. The Tim's 2-3-4 menu is available until 2 p.m. at select Columbus, Ohio restaurants. Terms apply.